Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. It's our delight to have you join with us. We also invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, that's 904-834-831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comments, and we can have dialogue and discussion about the issue. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about government-controlled education now revealed. The governmentally controlled educational system now being uncovered. You might think, well, what does that mean? Well, for years and years and years on end, parents have been in the dark as to what's being taught in the classroom. Some have simply buried their head in the sand and pretend it's not happening. Others have been chaotic about it and tried to have something done to no avail. Right now, the professors in our colleges and universities and the teachers in our public school system are running around with the hair on fire, concerned about it because of the online education revealing what they've been teaching and doing. We're going to get into greater detail about that during the course of this broadcast today. Love to hear from you. If you have a child in public school, are you familiar with what's being taught? Are you concerned about it? Have you examined the textbooks? Do you know what really the teachers are saying and how they're perverting the minds and the hearts by brainwashing your child in the public school system? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Based on the authority of the Word of God. And by the way, there's a text that is so interesting and yet so applicable to the subject today. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 and following, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God in all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt take talk of them when you are sitting in thine own house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." And it is a fascinating text, a challenging text, because as parents, we have the responsibility of educating our sons and daughters, not a public brainwashing educational system that is simply using it to pervert the minds and the hearts and the lives of our sons and daughters, turning them into little communist robots, if I can use that very bluntly. That's what we see taking place, but it's now coming to a head. We're going to talk about that during this broadcast, and as we do, let me remind you, we're basing our position, basing it on the authority of the Word of God. I call it having a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? That should be our textbook. That should be the source that we go to for answers. That should be how we stand on any issue that we're faced with in society. But unfortunately, multitudes do not do that. And as a result of that, they're willing to follow every whim and wish and whatever is said in society. In fact, in Psalms 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." May I remind us that it is the Word of God that illumines the pathway and the direction that we need to go in life. It was Jesus that said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And further he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that should have the first, foremost, and final authority in our lives. It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that ought to be the direction book for our lives. It is the truth book. And a lot of folks are opposed to truth today. In fact, it was George Orwell many years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And then we find Jan Hus, 15th century theologian, church reformer, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And may I say that should be the mantra of every child of God. We need to seek the truth, not listen to all that comes out of Communist Network News, not believe that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC are going to tell us the truth, not to accept on the face as face value all that's said by the pundits and the politicians and the fake news media. But we need to examine things ourselves and analyze it, look at it, determine, is it true or false? And this is what we ought to do as conservative Christians and patriots in America today, is seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. They also have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power, landscape, and lawn care equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional, and answer all of your questions about hurricane backup preparedness equipment and generation equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic flag. Perhaps you've driven by there. There's a 165-foot flagpole with a gigantic American flag flowing. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. The area code is 904. 831-0917. Government-controlled education now uncovered and now revealed are now made known to moms and dads and grandparents across the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, most of us, and I find this fascinating statement, most of us have heard of the old saying, there's always a silver lining in the storm. You ever heard that? And you wonder, well, what in the world does that mean, there's a silver lining? That means you can find sometimes, most of the time, others say, some good that will come out of bad. Well, we have all witnessed the storm clouds of COVID-19 and how it's been weaponized by the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. We've seen the national shutdown and the destruction of our national economy, and the economic engine has literally gone dead. Hundreds of thousands of businesses still closed. Hundreds of thousands of businesses have filed bankruptcy across the nation. Comrade Bill de Blasio says he's still not ready to allow restaurants to open up in New York City. Some of the oldest restaurants there are closing their doors for good, filing bankruptcy, going belly up. We watch the illegal, unconstitutional, unenforceable edicts by the mayors and the governors forcing our churches to close across America. We've watched the national battle over reopening the governmentally controlled institutions called public schools and colleges. We have sat on the sidelines so many today watching the weaponization of the COVID-19 by demanding that masks be worn. We're on the verge of forced vaccinations in America, going against the will of the people. The greater percentage of the people in America saying that they are not interested in, nor do they want to be vaccinated with a COVID-19 vaccination. We're watching all of this take place, ladies and gentlemen. And simultaneously now, the thing that is the frightening, hair-on-fire hysteria by the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic left is the reopening of our public school system. In fact, the National Educational Association saying that it can't be done. The teachers' unions, and by the way, the NEA, National Educational Association, has, if you go to their website and pull it up and analyze, there is nothing there about academia or education. Everything is there about how to get more LGBTQ teachers in the classroom, how to inculcate more of the sodomite lifestyle, that my word's not theirs, in the classroom, how to institutionalize more of the Planned Parenthood program and agenda, how to basically demoralize and destroy the minds and hearts of our sons and daughters in school, more about that than anything about the educational system. So today, when we're talking about opening the schools up for the fall semester and the fall classes, public educational system, both kindergarten through the 12th grade and college and university level, the NEA and the teachers' unions are absolutely in a state of rage. Of course, they're claiming that you can't open the schools up because of COVID-19. They're claiming that somehow, some way, it will destroy the lives of the kids in the school. And there's no empirical evidence that says that, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, here's an article that says, Utah governor, students who don't wear a mask can be charged with a crime. Listen, that's where we are when they're talking about opening the schools, and they're trying to make it so difficult and so onerous that parents will agree that we need to just leave the kids at home. Keep in mind, there's a motive behind. There's a motive behind the agenda of keeping the schools closed. That primary motive is that if kids are out of school, moms and dads must either hire someone to watch them or stay at home themselves. So it keeps the stores closed. It keeps the businesses from reopening. And that's the ultimate goal of the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats on the left that's wanting to continue to ride the wave of weaponizing COVID-19. By the way, just a little parenthetical footnote to that statement. By the end of November, COVID-19 will probably be well healed, if you will. By the end of November, you hear very little about COVID-19 and the need to wear a mask or anything of that nature. There'll still be the push for forced vaccinations. But this article says students who don't wear a mask can be charged with a crime. This is coming out of Utah. Utah Governor Gary Herbert has no sympathy for parents objecting to his edict and children attending school either wear a mask or face possible criminal charges. Not talking about for the parents, but for the child. Listen, Herbert issued the mask mandate for grades kindergarten through 12th grade in July. The reopening of Utah's public schools has drawn new attention to the edict, which calls for the maximum punishment of 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine showing up without a mask on. The order applies equally to adults and children, and any charge would be a misdemeanor. Further in the article, it says, it's enforced on a district and superintendent level, she said. But we're not thinking. It's like a slap of a bunch of, we need to slap a bunch of kids with misdemeanors, end quote. Our children should not have to suffer, this article further says. Our children should not have to suffer the criminal consequences for getting an education. Angie Martin, the mother of a Cache County high school student, stated. Parent Danielle Cotton of St. George was not taking chances and pulled her 5 children out of the public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, I made a little marginal note on this article. Bingo. That's what every parent should be thinking about across America today. Homeschooling, co-op education, Christian schooling, online education, but keeping them out of the public arena. Further, this article says, this mother speaking, I should not have the kids in school, she told the Tribune newspaper, but I chose to keep them home because of the mask garbage. She said, I should have my kids in school, but I've chosen to keep them at home because of the mask garbage. And that we're weaponizing it, ladies and gentlemen. And the design purpose is to force the schools to remain closed. And that's what they want. In fact, there's a movement today, ladies and gentlemen, by the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats, wanted to call Betsy DeVos to the forefront and insisting that she resign. They do not want her in place because President Donald J. Trump has already instructed her to start institutionalizing a greater and greater variety of school choices for parents, where a parent can make a decision. The main thing being, ladies and gentlemen, across America, and I've advocated for years, that the dollars, the educational dollars, fall to the child, wherever the parent wants that child. Parochial school, Christian school, co-op education, private education, public school, whatever the parent feels is the best need. Keep in mind, biblically, it's the parent's responsibility for training that child. It's the parent's responsibility for where that child goes to school and what kind of education that parent wants that child, wants the child to have. Here's an article that says, teachers union leader, we're not going to risk our kids or our students' lives, our teachers' lives. President of the American Federation of Teachers tells Today that the teachers want to be in classrooms this fall if they have the proper safeguards. But she warns that if schools get set to reopen without such safeguards, we're going to see a huge brain drain in the next few weeks as people retire early, quit, or take a leave of absence at the very same time kids need to be experiencing teachers in the classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing across America, several of the schools have already done that, where the teachers simply call in sick and refuse to go to the classroom, where the teachers decide we're not going to teach. And they're using this, again, may I emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, they're using this as an excuse to keep the schools closed, because somehow, some way, there's the mindset that if we can keep the schools closed, that somehow, some way, the stores and the businesses must remain closed. And that's the whole goal. That's the goal. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a what I call a demonic movement to try to undermine and tear down and destroy the re-election of President Donald J. Trump on November the 3rd. We're watching it take place before our eyes. The anti-Trump mob does not want schools to reopen. Keeping schools closed will prevent, in their mind, prevent the parents from going back to work, keeping the stores closed, the businesses closed, and the whole economic engine shut down. You see, if they can, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic left can undermine the economy, the economic engine. If they can undermine Christian community by keeping the churches closed and make the churches, the Christians, look at it on the basis that somehow, some way, President Trump is responsible, then their mindset is that they can win the election. Now, never mind the fact that they're trying to win the election by fraud now, with the push for the ballots to be by mail. That's another story for another time. We've dealt with that extensively, by the way, and it still needs to be dealt with further as we see it progress on the scene in society today. But we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the attempt to somehow, some way, prevent the re-election of President Trump. So just what is the silver lining? We talked about it. Introduction, we said. Some have used the old cliche, there's always a silver lining in the storm. Well, where is the silver lining? What is the silver lining with all of this that's taking place? What is that that is happening that we can refer to as the silver lining? We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, government-controlled education now revealed. What is it? We have sent our kids to the public educational system for years and years and years and years and years. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll not find anything in the Constitution where advocates for and or gives place for a public educational system. It's not there. It does not exist in our Constitution. That is fabricated out of whole cloth that is being used to do nothing but prepare the hearts and the minds of our kids to be little robots that will follow whatever the communist professors tell them in the colleges. And parents down through the years have spent hundreds of thousands, yea, millions of dollars across the board for students to get a four-year college degree from a prestigious college or university. And the end result, it is worthless, worthless in the marketplace where it needs to be utilized, because it is not proper education. But ladies and gentlemen, the silver lining happens to be this push to destroy America and cancel our Bill of Rights. Well, one of the great, very clear, revealing things is that parents are now able to see and hear just exactly what's being communicated by our communist teachers in our school system. I call them communist teachers because we've got some good ones there, but their hands are tied. We've got good Christian teachers so often, but they have to go by the curriculum. They have to teach what they're being told to teach. They have to go by what the textbook says. And so they're value as salt and light in the classroom is diminished greatly because they cannot teach anything that would be called morals and ethics and values and Christian precepts and concepts in the schools at all. But ladies and gentlemen, we can now see, parents can now see, can now hear, can now know what these communist teachers and professors are teaching and what they've been teaching and the brainwashing process of our children over the years. Why do you think professors and teachers today are screaming loud and clear about the online educational process that they do not want others to see and hear? Here's an article. The cost kids will pay for fall closure, talking about the school closure for the fall. The risk of keeping children out of a class greatly outweighs the dangers of COVID-19. This is a massive article. I'll just read one or two paragraphs. Keeping schools closed will have long-term detrimental educational and societal consequences that could possibly last a lifetime. Gaps in schooling, such as summer slide, decreases academic readiness in all subjects, especially in mathematics, according to the Brookings Institute. These achievement gaps are going to be greatly exacerbated due to the pandemic-motivated school closures. And then it goes on talking about the rationale. A big reason for the worsening regressions in academic achievement relate to the inherent limitations on online learning. The article, ladies and gentlemen, is bent toward trying to dissuade parents from wanting or having or allowing online education. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Across the nation, the recent surveys, and I've looked at several of them, about 53%+ of the parents want some type online education for their student rather than putting them back in the school classroom, the brick-and-mortar classrooms. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the overwhelming majority of parents across America, when you take the grouping, now listen carefully, they want to either have co-op education, that's where parents get together and decide on a location, have other parents come in, and they do teaching just like homeschooling, but it's called co-op education. The majority of the families are wanting co-op education or online education or Christian education or parochial education. In fact, taking that total, about 75% of the moms and dads across America would rather have an alternative to putting their kids back in a brick-and-mortar school setting. And as a result of that, online education now has come to the forefront, parents are now understanding what these brainwashing mills called schools have been teaching their kids in the public school arena. It is an advantage for the parents to realize that and understand what is happening. This is what's causing the professors and the teachers and the schools, kindergarten through high school, and then the professors and colleges and universities, they're screaming loud and clear, online education is detrimental. Online education is not good for the child. Online education must not go forward. But what it is doing, it's allowing parents to see what's happening. Now, here's an article that says, Tennessee mom says parents are asked to sign, listen carefully to this news release. Tennessee mom says parents asked to sign a ridiculous waiver that would not eavesdrop, that they would not eavesdrop on kids' online education. What are they trying to hide? The subtitle. What is the problem? Why won't they let us sit in? A mom tells Fox and Friends News. Then the article reads, a Tennessee school district is under fire for asking parents to sign a form agreeing not to eavesdrop on kids' virtual classes over concerns that they could overhear some kind of confidential information, end quote. After significant pushback, Rutherford County Schools is allowing parents to tune in only after permission from their teacher has been granted so that they can tune in, but they cannot record anything from the classroom online. This article says it's ridiculous, it's hypocritical, because they've been data mining our children for years. That's putting it mildly, ladies and gentlemen. The article further says, what are they trying to hide? What's the problem? Why won't they let us sit in the classroom experience? The homeschool mom of five asked the question. Obviously, because they're teaching our children propaganda that they should not be teaching. They're trying to socialize our children. And ladies and gentlemen, if I can paraphrase that, they're trying to socialize, sexualize, indoctrinate, Islamicize our kids in the classroom. It's exactly what we'll be talking about for the balance of this broadcast today. That's exactly what is taking place. She added, this article, we have had a major problem in education, not just here in Tennessee, but across the entire country, where they're indoctrinating our children with propaganda and not academia. She questioned why the school would encourage parents to snitch on another parent and what would happen if the parents violated the waiver. Here's the setting. In Tennessee, they're saying you've got to sign a waiver. They're saying that you're not going to sit in on your child's academic education online. If you sit in and you're able to watch it online, it's only if that professor, that teacher, gives you permission to do so. How many teachers you think, ladies and gentlemen, is going to give the parent permission to watch the propaganda being pushed down the into the hearts and the minds of the sons and daughters in school? Very few, if any. And if you get the waiver, and if you watch, if you're allowed to do so, then that waiver also says that you're going to snitch, that is, you're going to tell if someone else does not adhere to that waiver that's been signed. For example, if you live next door to Sally and Sally has signed a waiver, you've signed a waiver, and you notice that Sally is snitching. She's watching and recording some of the things that said. You're supposed to then call in and tell on Sally because Sally has disobeyed the snitch order that's been signed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is in America. This is the United States of America. This is not in Russia. This is not in China. This is not in Cuba. This is not in Venezuela. This is the United States of America where this is taking place. Further, this article says, in this elongated article, does that mean that somebody from the school district is going to knock on my door and pull my kid out of my home from his virtual classroom? Or is it going to be my tax dollars that fund my child's public education? My child won't get to participate in the education because of it. The school district responded. This is in Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. School district responded to Fox News, statement by Fox News, quote, we're aware of the concerns that's been raised about this distant learning letter that was sent to parents. James Evans, communications director for the Rutherford County School System in Tennessee, said this, we have issued new guidelines to print new guidance to principals that parents can assist their children during virtual school lessons with permission, only with permission from the instructor, but they should refrain from sharing or recording any information about other students in the classroom or the lectures from the teachers. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not a big, huge, staring, glaring indication of what has been taking place in the past, nothing is. So yes, there is a silver lining to the storm that's been brewing and swirling in America with the COVID-19 and the weaponization of it to try to undermine and destroy our nation's economy and our national ethics and values, and to destroy the probability and the possibility of President Donald J. Trump being reelected on November the 3rd. But these teachers and professors are upset. They're screaming to the top of their lungs because they're fearful now that finally, parents will see and understand and recognize that it's a brainwashing process that's been taking place for all of these years. Here's another article. As public schools go virtual in the fall, parents eye private schools that say they will open their campuses. And it goes on to talk about those that are deciding to open the campuses in private school and co-op education and anything but the public educational system, even the online education, because now the restrictions that's being placed there. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just in Tennessee. It's across America that this is being questioned now about parents being able to watch what is being taught. And also in the educational system, higher education, colleges, and universities. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1 minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial as we continue. Let's face the issues right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.